You're listening to day two of the Working with the Ancestors retreat. Welcome to the 12th House Retreats. I'm so glad you made some time for yourself today. So why don't you get comfortable? We're going to ease into a guided visualization right after this quick fireside chat. So last week we had an opportunity to try and connect with our mother's father's bloodline. So the maternal grandfather's bloodline. And I also asked you to reflect on what you experienced through your clairsenses. So asking you to reflect on, you know, if you saw or if you felt or heard or just knew the messages that your ancestors were trying to bring forward. So we're going to continue along that vein today. Today, we're going to be focusing on trying to connect with our mother's bloodline, so our maternal grandmother's bloodline. And as we go through it, I will again ask you to exercise all of your clairsenses, but I want you to also remember that the clairsenses can be quite subtle, especially at first as you're trying to develop them and make them stronger. So if I take clairvoyance as an example, you might be expecting, if I say, you know, are you seeing things? Are you getting visions or experiencing the clairvoyance? You might be thinking in your head that it would be a clear picture. Maybe you can see it on the back of your eyelids, as well and clear as you see the chair next to you in the room that you're in. So you might be overreaching what your expectations of what's going to happen. And that might lead to just missing out on what you're actually experiencing. So as you go into this guided visualization today, just bring your expectations a little bit lower. So go from, I'm going to see visions very, very clearly to, if I see anything at all, that would be great. Even if what I'm seeing is blackness. So if I ask you the question, you know, are you seeing something? It's not no, if you're just seeing blackness. What you are seeing is black. And so try to identify what you're seeing or what you're hearing or what you're feeling, as opposed to just saying, I'm not feeling that. I'm not hearing anything. I'm not feeling anything. You'll always see, hear, feel something. So try to dive deep and really connect with yourself to identify what it is that you're seeing, feeling, hearing, or just knowing. So the message here is really about lowering your expectations, that it's not going to be this grand vision or these, you know, concrete, hard and fast messages that are so clear that you know that they're true beyond a shadow of a doubt. When you're first starting out and you're first trying to exercise these muscles, you need to build understanding of how strong that muscle is, and you need to be able to validate that information with your other senses, with the ones that you're used to using, and it just gives you more confidence that what you're seeing is true. So for example, if I was leading you through a guided visualization and I asked you to visualize an object that's in a different room, an object that you can't see, and I ask you what color that object is, and basically all you see coming across your eyelids is black, and you think to yourself, well, I don't see anything, so I don't know. But then I were to tell you afterwards that the object was actually black, right? So it's not that you weren't seeing anything. You were actually seeing what the color of that object was, but you weren't believing that what you were seeing was a reflection of what that object was. You were thinking, oh, I'm not seeing anything. So you have to have a little belief in yourself. You have to have an understanding that it is subtle at first. So just allow yourself that room to receive the subtle experiences. And then it's helpful if you can validate, because it does give you confidence. So as you're experiencing these guided visualizations and these messages coming through for you, pay attention to when you stop the visualization, when you go back into your day-to-day life, are you getting confirming messages that what you saw, heard, felt during the guided visualization is true? It is what, you know, what was being shown to you was a message. And now in your day-to-day, you're getting confirmation of that. So pay attention to the subtleties and then pay attention to the synchronicities that are happening to you in your day-to-day life. And synchronicities, if you're new to the term, is really exactly that. When, you know, maybe you see the same number repeating multiple times a day or throughout the week, and you had seen that number in your guided visualization. So for whatever reason, that number came out for you. And then all of a sudden you go to the store and your invoice for the carton of milk is, you know, those triple numbers repeating themselves. And then you walk out the door and you see that the gas is the same price, the same numbers happening again. So when you see those repeating numbers, that's a synchronicity. So again, coming back to bringing down your expectations of what it should be and just living in the experience of what it actually is. So we've talked a little bit about the clairvoyance. I want to quickly talk a little bit about the clairsentience. Clairsentience is this ability to feel energy. So some people will liken it to being an empath where you feel other people's feelings. But clairsentience is something that's a little bit extra, a little bit more than that. You might, if you have clairsentience, you might be able to sense somebody else's feelings, but you can also sense the energy around people, the energy exchange between two people. So if they had a fight in a room, you weren't there, but you walk in soon after the fight ended, you might feel that tension in the room. So that's your clairsentience coming through. Some people can also hold objects that belong to people and get a feeling about who that person is or how they were feeling. So it is about reading the energy that exists. And as you all know, we're all energy. Energy is all around us. And so you can get extra information about your environment when you tap into your clairsentience. So I'm going to be focusing a little bit more on clairsentience today in today's guided visualization. So I want you to think about when I ask you to go out and experience the clairsentience, think about it in the sense of you're reaching out to read the energy of the environment. Okay? So we're going to get started. So get yourselves into a comfortable position. So once you've found your comfortable position, I invite you to close your eyes or soften your gaze and take a deep breath in and deep breath out. Deep breath in and deep breath out. Deep breath in and deep breath out. Now I invite you to bring your attention down to your feet. I want you to imagine roots growing out from under your feet. Imagine those roots pushing into the earth and making their way all the way to the core, to the center of the earth. Once your roots are there, imagine them wrapping themselves around the core of the earth, keeping you very well grounded during this guided visualization. Take a deep breath in. And deep breath out. Now, on your next inhale, I want you to imagine pulling the fire, the red that exists at the core of the earth. Imagine that fire, represented by the color red, being pulled up the roots, up into your feet, up your legs, just stopping at the hips or pelvis, lower back level. And as you continue to take deep breaths in and out, just take a minute here to notice this red fire that's comfortably living right here in the area of your hips, your pelvis, and your lower back. Just imagine it swirling around in a circle, creating an orb of beautiful red fire. Take a deep breath in. And on your exhale, push the air all the way back down your legs, all the way back down your feet, through your roots, back down to the earth. And this time, as you take a deep breath in, I want you to imagine the orange flames of the fire. And I want you to imagine that color being pulled up on your in-breath. Take a deep breath in. And bring that orange color right up, all the way up your legs, past your hips this time, and just let it sit right below the belly button. Let that orange color swirl around, right below the belly button, the upper lower back. Just feel that swirling around. Take a deep breath in. And on your exhale, push it all the way back down through your hips, through your legs, through your feet, down your roots, all the way back down to the core of the earth. Now this time I want you to imagine the beautiful yellow flames that live at the center of the earth. And imagine that yellow color being pulled up on your next deep breath in, pulled up all the way through your roots, through your feet, through your legs, hips, just below the belly button, and resting above the belly button, right in your stomach area. I just want you to imagine that beautiful yellow color just swirling around. Nice and soft and bright. Swirling around your stomach and the middle of your back. Right in there, right where your rib cage is starting. Take a deep breath in. And as you exhale it, push it all the way back down your body. All the way down through your hips, legs, feet, roots, all the way to the center of the earth. Now this time I want you to imagine all of the beautiful, lush greenery that lives on earth. And I want you to imagine pulling that up your roots on your next deep inhale. Take a deep breath in and pull up a beautiful green color all the way up through your roots, up your feet, legs, hips, stomach, and just stopping here at the heart center. Take a deep breath in and just feel that beautiful green swirling around in your chest and in your upper back. Feel it swirling maybe down your arms as well and resting in your hands. Take a deep breath in. And this time I want you to push the breath all the way up your throat, up your head. up through your crown, all the way up to your higher self. Take a deep breath in. Deep breath out. Now I want you to imagine a beautiful, clear blue swirling around in the universe in the sky. Maybe it's the color of a northern light. Maybe it's just a reflection of the earth out in space. But whatever it is, it's a beautiful light blue color. And on your next deep breath in, I want you to imagine pulling that color down from your higher self, through your crown, through your head, and just letting it rest here at your throat. And imagine it swirling around, lighting up your throat, the back of your neck, releasing any tension. And as you take a deep breath in and exhale, imagine pushing up, going all the way up now to your forehead. And as you take a deep breath in and exhale, imagine pushing that breath all the way up. Up through your head, through your crown, back up to your higher self. I want you to imagine a beautiful indigo color, a dark blue, the color of the night sky. I want you to imagine on your next inhale, pulling that color right down from your higher self to your crown. And just letting it settle on your forehead. And just imagine that beautiful indigo color swirling around right inside your forehead and the back of your head. Take a deep breath in. And on your exhale, push all the way back up through your crown. Bringing the breath all the way back up to your higher self. And this time I want you to find that beautiful, bright violet color. So charged, full of electricity and love and wisdom. I want you, as you take a deep breath in, to pull that beautiful violet color right down to your crown chakra and just let it sit there. Let it swirl on your crown. Take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. Take a minute to just check in with your body. If there's any tension left in your body, just take a deep breath in and release any tension out with your breath. Now I want you to imagine your favorite room. Could be a room that you've been in before, could be a completely new room to you today. What's important is that this room feels safe to you, and you enjoy being in this room. So take a minute to look around and notice what's on the walls, on the floor. Is there anything hanging from the ceiling? Is there any furniture? And then I want you to look at the wall in front of you and notice the door. You've been through this door before, and I invite you to walk towards it again, to open the door and walk through. And as you do, I want you to notice that you're now in a forest. It is the same forest that we were in last time. with the same path leading to the same field. I invite you now to walk along the path towards that field. And take the time to notice along the way if you're seeing anything, or perhaps you're hearing the birds chirping or other sounds. Or perhaps you're feeling the warmth of the breeze. Whatever it is, just take a minute to notice as you're walking along the path. Once you get to the field or the clearing, I invite you to step into the center of it. And I want you to notice that in front of you is the direction of north. Behind you is south. To your left is the west. And to the right is the east. I invite you to turn your attention to the left, to the direction of west, and notice a path leading from the field into the forest. I invite you now to walk towards that path and start making your way along it. And as you're walking, I invite you to notice in front of you another clearing. The trees are parting, and this time you see a sandy beach and a wide open space with an ocean. The waves just gently coming in and out. And you can feel the warmth of the sun on your skin. I invite you, you're wearing shoes, to take them off and feel the sand between your toes as you step onto the beach and walk towards the shore. Notice how your feet sink into the warm sand. Step by step, make your way to where the water meets the sand. And if you feel comfortable to do so, I invite you to take a step into the water and enjoy the warmth of the water just meeting your feet with every wave. I invite you now to just go in as deep as you would like into the water. If you're comfortable with just your toes dipped in, stay where you are. Or if you want to go and have a swim, I invite you to do that now. Feel the water, its warmth, its comfort. And as you're experiencing the water, I invite you to notice how it's making you feel. Take a moment to notice what you see. What you hear. And is there any information that's just coming to you automatically? I invite you now to notice that in the ocean, there are these beautiful, tall rock formations. There are many of them. Maybe 4, 5, maybe more. These rock formations are really peeking out of the water, are standing many, many feet above the surface of the water. And as you look at them, you notice movement. There are people that are coming out from behind these rock formations. These are your ancestors, your mother's mother's bloodline. They are so happy that you are here today, and they very much want to speak with you, communicate with you. I invite you now to bring your attention to your heart center. Notice if you feel anything. Now I want you to imagine a big orb of green light growing in your heart center. It's a beautiful, clear green light. And I want you to notice it's growing bigger and bigger, growing out of your body and just encircling you in an orb of green light. And I want you to imagine that orb growing even bigger and reaching out to each one of your ancestors. One by one, your green orb is reaching out and greeting each one of your ancestors. And as you do that, you can tell how they're feeling. And one in particular wants to come forward and give you a gift. So take a moment to try and identify which one. You might know it by a tugging on your heart center. You might know it because they'll be brighter than all the other ancestors. You might know it because they'll tell you. Or you just might know it because you know it. Once you've identified which ancestor wants to come forward, I want you to notice them stepping off of that rock formation, maybe splashing into the water with a lot of joy and happiness, and swimming towards you. As you're wading in the water, and as the ancestor gets closer and closer, you may choose to both get out of the water and sit on the shore. Now I want you to notice the ancestor has brought a box with them, a gift for you. This is a gift from all of your ancestors. Something special just for you. I invite you to take a moment to open the box and see what's inside. Once you've done that, you can put the lid back on the box and place the box beside you for now. You can thank your ancestor who is still sitting next to you. There is another ancestor that wants to come forward. This is an ancestor that is looking for your help in healing something in the bloodline. So I invite you again to focus on your heart center and imagine that beautiful green light forming an orb and growing, growing until it's an orb that's all around you and reaching out to all of these ancestors in front of you. And take a minute to feel, to see which of the ancestors is the one that wants to come forward. Once you've identified them, notice that they are also going to leave the rock formation, jump in the water with joy, and they'll easily swim to shore to find you. And as they make their way out of the water, they will also sit next to you on the sandy beach. And they will also offer you a box. This box contains an item, an object, or a symbol. Something that represents the healing that they're asking you to help with. If you would like to, you can open the box and see what's inside. If you don't feel ready to do that today, you can kindly return the box to your ancestor. If you have looked inside and you're done identifying the object or symbol, you can place the lid back on the box and set it beside you. You'll now have the opportunity to communicate with your ancestors for the next couple of minutes. I'll stop talking and I'll turn on some music. And I'll come back to you at the end of those few minutes. Take the time to just enjoy what's around you. Communicate with your ancestors if you wish. And just experience what's happening. Thank you. And as the music comes to an end, I invite you to come back to the sound of my voice. It's time for the ancestors to leave now. And as you watch them return back to the stone structures, I invite you to remember to pick up your two boxes, the one with the gift that the ancestors have given you. And if you chose to keep the other box with the symbol or the object that represents the healing that your ancestors are asking you to do for the bloodline, then I invite you to pick up that box as well. And you can turn around and walk your way back up the beach to find the path that leads you back to the open field. And as you're walking along that path, take a moment to notice what you're seeing, what you're hearing, and what you're feeling. And once you find yourself in the clearing, the field, notice the path that takes you back to your favorite room. I invite you to go to it now and start making your way back towards the door that leads to your favorite room, taking the time to notice what you're seeing, what you're hearing, and what you're feeling. Once you get to your door, you can open it, walk through, and notice that you're back in your favorite room. As you look around the room, I want you to notice that there is a table there. I invite you to bring the healing box to that table and lay it next to the other box that you received from your maternal grandfather's bloodline. It is safe there for now and will wait for you for when we're ready to use it. I invite you now to notice a chair or a couch that you can go and sit in and get comfortable. Once you're comfortable, I want you to open the box that is the gift that your ancestors have given you. And you can take out the object or symbol, whatever was in the box. Take it out, and I want you to imagine putting it on your body somewhere, whether it's in a pocket, or if it can be hung on a chain around your neck. However it works for you to just have it on your person. When you're ready, I invite you to take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. I just want you to bring attention now to your crown. And I want you to imagine now that beautiful violet light just swirling around calmly As you take another deep breath in and deep breath out, I want you to move your attention to your forehead. I want you to notice that beautiful indigo color just swirling around. Take another deep breath in, deep breath out. Bring your attention down to your throat. I want you to imagine that nice pale blue color swirling around. Take another deep breath in, deep breath out. I want you to bring your attention to your heart center and imagine a beautiful green color just swirling around. Take a deep breath in, deep breath out. Bring your attention to your stomach. Just imagine a beautiful yellow color swirling around. Deep breath in and deep breath out, and bring your attention down to just under the belly button and imagine a beautiful orange color swirling around. Take another deep breath in, deep breath out. Bring your attention to your pelvis, hips, lower back. Just imagine a beautiful red light just swirling around. And now just take a deep breath in. And as you exhale, bring your attention all the way down your legs to your feet, down to the roots, tied securely to the center of the earth. Once you're there, I want you to just wiggle around your shoulders, your back, wiggle your fingers, your toes, and just slowly bring your consciousness back to your physical body. And when you feel ready, you can bring your attention to your eyes and open your eyes and just keep wiggling that body around, bringing yourself back into full consciousness. Okay, so as you're getting yourself back into full consciousness, if you have some water nearby, I would encourage you to have a sip. You've planned ahead and you have some snacks, a little something sweet or salty kind of helps to ground you again. So by all means, do that. I hope you were able to connect with your ancestors this time around, and I hope you were able to also experience a little bit of the clairsenses. So to help you integrate all of that information, I always have a few questions that I like to leave you with for a little bit of self-reflection. And the questions, you can do them either by following along as I ask them, although I go through them very quickly, so it doesn't give you a lot of time for self-reflection while I'm asking it. But you're always more than welcome to pause the podcast, do your self-reflection, and then come back and listen to the next questions. Or you can just note down the questions now, and then for the rest of the week, take some time to reflect on them. So however works for you, do that. The important thing is that you do some self-reflection on what came through for you in the guided visualization today. So the first question, if you have a pen and paper, you can get that now. The first question is really just what came through for you today. So take some time to note down anything that came through for you throughout the guided visualization, and then when you met with your ancestors, you know, what came through in the two boxes? What gift did they give you? What was the item or symbol that represents a healing for the bloodline that they're looking and asking you to do? What came through, if anything, in your walks, in the forest, in the field, on the beach? Any of that. So just take some time to note what came through for you. And then how did it come through for you? So was it through a scene, like something through your vision, or was it something you were hearing or feeling, or again, just knowing? And I feel like the knowing piece, the claircognizance, is often fed by the clairsentience, but you know, everybody's different. So that's how it comes through for me. I don't have just one working. It's a little mixture of everything. And so take some time to really identify how all of the things that came through for you today, how did they come through for you today? And then ask yourself, does that surprise you that it came through in that way? Is it surprising to you that you saw a lot of things when you thought maybe you had more clairaudience or vice versa? The next question is, and it's the final question, what did you learn about yourself today, or what did you learn about your ancestors? So take some time to reflect on those four questions. So what came through for you today? How did it come through for you? Was it surprising for you that it came through in that way? And then what did you learn about yourself or about your ancestors today? So take that with you. I hope you have a wonderful week, and I will see you next week where we work with our father's grandfather's bloodline. So it will be our paternal grandfather's bloodline. Have a great week, guys. We'll see you next week.
Looking to extend your retreat experience? Join us on Facebook and Instagram at the 12th House Retreats.